Hello, folks. This is not Larry Kudlow. This is Steve Moore. Larry is on a well-deserved vacation. I hope he's having a great day, a great weekend. And boy, does he deserve a vacation or at least a little time off. The guy works, I don't know, 70 hours a week doing the Kudlow Show and then doing this radio station and providing all of the great economic advice that he provides our politicians. Sometimes they listen and sometimes they don't. And when they do listen, good things happen. And when they don't listen to them, bad things happen. And I think that explains what's going on with our economy. By the way, folks, this is Steve Moore. We're doing the More Money Show an hour early today, and we will go till 2 o'clock. So I have 2 hours with you. Thank you for tuning in. I've said many times that John Katz, who's the owner of this station and a host of many great shows on this station, that this is a high privilege for me. I really believe that WABC Radio in New York is the top talk radio station in these United States. So what a wonderful opportunity this is for me every week to talk to you about what is going on with our economy, what is going on with Washington, and what's going on Wall Street. I want to remind people, if you are not getting the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, what we call our hotline, which is an email that goes out 5 mornings a week, please sign up for it. It is free. I'm not selling you anything, folks. This is not some kind of a way to raise money. It's simply a way to educate people about what is going on with our economy, with your finances. And so if you'd like to get the Committee to Unleash Prosperity hotline for free, just go to the Committee to Unleash Prosperity website, and you can sign in and just give us your email. We'll send it to you 5 mornings a week. I talked to Newt Gingrich last week, and he said that this is the first thing he reads every morning. And by the way, you can read it in probably anywhere between 5 and 7 minutes, a really short read, 5 or 6 items about what's going on with the economy, politics, COVID. And by the way, on the subject of COVID, I was reading a story yesterday that just kind of shocked me. I kind of fell off my chair when I read this, that there are still a number of colleges. As you know, most colleges started this past week. Some colleges will be starting on Monday in terms of classes. And this survey of college students found that over 6 out of 10 college kids will be wearing masks on campus most of the time, according to the survey. Now, this was an online survey. It was not scientific. So a lot of virtue signaling probably going on in these answers. But even if it's close to correct, COVID is basically over. You know, and I believe in freedom of choice. If people want to wear a mask, you can wear a mask anytime, any place you want to. Although, did you see that story about many city stores are asking people not to wear masks because they can't tell the difference between the bandits and the burglars and the people who are just wearing masks because of COVID. And so I found that to be kind of ironic that some of these 7-Eleven stores and so on are telling people don't wear a mask because we don't know if you're a criminal or not. But my point is, when you have 6 out of 10 college students saying they're going to wear a mask when there's virtually no risk from COVID, you know, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me, especially for young people. But look, if they want to wear masks, that's fine. But there are a number of colleges that are going to still require masks in the classroom. So, for example, Georgetown in Washington and George Washington University for indoor activities are requiring masks. We're 2.5 years into COVID and people are still, the schools are still requiring masks. I saw that there are a lot of kindergartens and there's a lot of grade schools across the country that are still requiring their kids to wear masks. Look, to ask an 8-year-old to wear a mask still these days when kids are not vulnerable to COVID is really, I think, cruel. I think it's cruel. And it's a real setback to the education of these kids that they are trying to learn in a setting where everybody's wearing masks. By the way, I am a little bit hard of hearing. So I have to wear a hearing aid. And even the hearing aid only restores about half of my lost hearing. So I have a hard time hearing people. And especially when they're wearing masks, I can't hear a word that people are saying because the sound becomes so muffled. And so there's a real kind of cost to communicating with people when you're wearing a mask. And I know a lot of kids say they have a hard time understanding what the teacher is saying. Or when you go to church, sometimes the even the priest or the minister is wearing a mask and it's hard to hear the sermon. So I don't understand this mania for masks. I think it's time to tear them off. I think it's time to get rid of all of these requirements, by the way. And if people want to go through the rest of their life wearing a mask, that's their right as an individual. But come on, masks in school doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Now, I'm going to be taking your calls, by the way, on this program, on the More Money program, in the second hour of the program. So I hope that people will call in because I love to hear from you. As usual, I'm not in a great mood today. Well, I'm in a great mood because it's a beautiful day all across the East Coast. And so that's fantastic. It's a wonderful day to enjoy the sunshine and the not too hot air. It's going to be a little cooler than it's been. So that's really fantastic. Get out, get exercise, get the fresh air. Those are the best ways, by the way, to stay healthy, fresh air and exercise. And too many people locked themselves in during COVID and they didn't do a lot of good for their health. But I want to talk about our nation's financial health in the few minutes before I get to my first guest, David Sokol, who's coming up. What the hell are we doing? What is going on in Washington? We are now at $4 trillion of borrowing under Biden, above the normal amount of money that we spend. So I know those of you who are regular listeners know that I've been giving this sermon week after week after week, but I've got to drill it into folks, especially if you're a new listener. $4 trillion. That's what Joe Biden has spent over the amount that the government usually spends. By the way, our federal budget is right now $6 trillion, and then they've added $4 trillion. An infrastructure bill, a blue state bailout bill, a corporate welfare bill. They passed this healthcare expansion bill and the Green New Deal bill, and now another $300 to $500 billion for student loan relief. I want to hear from people on this in the second hour. Are you as outraged about this as I am? I was looking at polls. It looks like about 2/3 of Americans find this to be fundamentally unfair. It's unfair to the people who paid back their loans. I mean, you know this. You've heard this over the last few days. But I just cannot believe that Joe Biden and the liberals are behind this idea. Why? Why should I have to pay for the deadbeats who aren't paying their loans? Yeah, and I use the word deadbeat. Because somebody who doesn't pay their loan is a deadbeat. You signed on the dotted line. Nobody put a gun to these kids' head or the parents' heads and said you have to take out a loan for college. And they did it with the promise that they would pay back the loan. And now, and by the way, a lot of these people are making $100,000 a year. And they're not paying back their loans. And there has to be people who make $60,000 a year or $70,000 a year, an electrician maybe, or somebody who's running a small business to repay their loan. That's not America. What is this? You are responsible for your own behavior, folks. I'm not responsible for you if you fall down. Now, look, sure, I want to help pick people up. And we are a Christian nation. We want to help people when they're down on the luck. But a lot of these people are just people who just say, you know what, I'm not going to repay it. I'm going to spend money on an e-bike, or I'm going to spend money going to the movies or going out for dinner. And we'll just let the taxpayers pick up the tab. Folks, that's how we got to $24 trillion in debt, with that kind of attitude. That the government's going to pay for your food, your rent, you're going to pay for it if you don't work, they're going to pay for you if you don't pay your debts. I'm here to tell you, folks, this is not America. That's not what America's about. It's about people pulling themselves up by their bootstraps. It's about people honoring their commitments. It's about paying your bills. And if that breaks down, folks, our society breaks down. And it's an issue of fundamental fairness that the people who repaid their loans should not have to pay for the people who do. Now, if you actually think I'm wrong on this, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you next hour, because I have never heard a good defense of this. I don't even understand the logic of it. And by the way, there's a new study by the Penn Wharton model, that university there. They're saying the cost could be $500 to $1 trillion. What are we doing? We're bankrupting our country. I love this country. This is the greatest country on earth. It was built on free enterprise, individual initiative, people acting responsibly, And that is breaking down in this country. Joe Biden seems to think that somebody else is going to pay everybody's bills. And if that happens, this great country of ours is going to falter and go bankrupt. I'm Steve Moore. This is the More Money Show. Stay tuned. I have David Sokol coming on, one of our great American businessmen, to talk about these issues more. This is WABC.